Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
This is one of the highlights of Psalms, hasn't it? It's been a highlight. There are a lot of good Psalms, and it's just amazing the variety of richness and goodness that we see in the Psalms. But there is a reason Psalm 23 really holds dear to our heart, and the more we see it, the more we understand the goodness of the truths that David is displaying through the eyes of a sheep looking at his shepherd. We're reminded again of how good our shepherd is, right? Just in the verse, in all of the different verses that we've seen. Verse 1 reminds us that the Lord, of all of the shepherds that I could have, I get the Lord. I get the creator of all things, the all-powerful, the all-wise, the all-gracious one who loves me. I shall not want. Who would I want besides my God as my shepherd. Verse 2 reminds us, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He reminds us that he provides for us and cares for us, so that in our confidence in his care for us and in our confidence in his protection of us, we have the full assurance and peace to relax. I love the way somebody said it. And it's not just lying down, it's like sprawling on the pastures, like, this is the life. I love that. That's a perfect example of that, right? He maketh me to sprawl down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, reminding us again that he provides for us consistently. Even in the background, he's always working to prepare all of our needs. In verse 3, we looked at how Jesus restores our soul. There are times when we mess up, when we find ourselves turned over, cast. And in those moments where we're completely helpless, our Savior searches for us and finds us and restores us. Always alert, always aware. And he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, constantly leading us. And from one pasture to the next, one pasture to the next, one pasture to the next, in caring for us. Today, we come to verse 4. Verse 4 is a very interesting verse. It's a very interesting verse in the aspect of how it reveals a very great transition in the life of a sheep. Verse 4 reveals a great transition in the life of the sheep. There's actually two different aspects of this transition. We're going to look at that. Verse 4 says this, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." In this verse, there are two huge transitions that happen in the life of a sheep. The first transition is a change in location. The sheep's location changes here. And in a typical sheep's life, in the year of the life of a sheep, basically, when springtime finishes up and they start to get into the early summer season, the shepherd has to move the flock to higher ground, up into the higher pastures. And it's a very difficult and it's a very long journey. And this is basically this traveling up into the mountains for the high mountain pastures where the grass is good and the air is cool that David is referring to in this passage, right? He's talking about that migration up into the mountains. And it's true that the trip is very difficult and it is a very dangerous trip. And we're going to look at some of those difficulties and some of those dangers. But because of the cooler weather at the top of the mountains, and because of the rich grass, the plenty food that is there for the sheep, it's totally worth the trip up, because their summer becomes so much more enjoyable and delightful than it ever could be down below, where it would be hot and horrible, especially with all of the wool that they have to be carrying. And so because of that, the shepherd, in his care for the sheep, leads the sheep through the mountain. And usually the journey up the mountain is through these valleys where the cliffs meet a little bit down below, where there's grass and there's a steady incline for the sheep to go up. There's grass and there's water there. So their feeding is taken care of as they journey up into the mountain. But there are problems, there are difficulties, because during the early summertime, the weather can change easily. You know, you can have like massive rains up on the mountain and there's potential for flash floods and things like that. And so the shepherd has to be always on the lookout, making sure that there are no problems with this. There's also danger of predators, of animals looking around on the cliffs, seeing the sheep and seeing, look for wandering sheep, making sure that they're seeing if they can get an easy meal out of the flock as it journeys up. And so for the sheep and the shepherd who cares for them, it is a difficult journey. It's a dangerous journey, but it is also a very needful and a very rewarding journey as they get to the top. So that's the first transition. Their journey up into the mountain, they transition from their home ranch up into the mountains for the summertime. But there's a second transition in this. David describes this transition as well in verse 4. And the second transition is the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. In verses 1 through 3, David, as the sheep, is talking about his shepherd. He describes his shepherd in saying, like, he makes me to lie down. He leads me. He restores me. Almost like the sheep is talking to his neighbor. Like, you know, the neighbor, you know, he's like standing on the side of the fence and his neighbor sheep in here talking, oh man, my shepherd is awesome, man. Look, this is the way he takes care of me. He does this for me, does that for me. And it's like, and the other sheep is like, oh man, that's really nice, man. Oh man, my shepherd don't do that. You know, that kind of thing, you know. He's bragging on his shepherd a little bit, right? But then as they start heading up to the journey, the transition changes from he to you. The sheep is directly talking to the shepherd. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. It is during this trek up into the mountain and all during the summertime where the shepherd spends all of his time with his sheep. He's always with them. And he never leaves their side. And so because of that, the connection between the sheep and the shepherd become much closer during this time on the mountain. This is basically what David is referring to when he says, for thou art with me. The shepherd is always with his sheep, always intimately close, present with his sheep. How does the shepherd's presence help his sheep? One of the big things is it takes away the fear from the sheep, even in the presence of danger. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. For thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Stop and think about that. That's an amazing thing to think about. You know, in your life, there will be times when Jesus says to you, hey, come on, it's time for us to take a little trip. It's time for us to take a journey up together. And I want to take you to a higher place than where you're at right now. I want to take you to a place where the grass is fresh, where we can spend sweet fellowship together. I want to take you to this beautiful mountain where we can see amazing ways in which I can provide for you. But in order for us to get to that mountain, we need to go through some valleys. We need to go through some rough spots on this trip. There will be danger on the way there. There will be times when it'll be scary. There will be times where it'll be easier for you to see those dangers and to panic. But remember that I'm always with you as we go through the valley. So as we go through this valley, keep your eye on me. Abide in me as I abide in you. And there will be no need for fear. No need for fear of the evil that may be right close to you because I'm with you. Boy, isn't that encouraging to think about that fact? There are times when we long for that sweet fellowship with our shepherd, right? There's times when we're like, oh man, I want to enjoy the deep, intimate relationship with Jesus as my shepherd. That mountaintop experience where we experience the fellowship of our shepherd while enjoying the blessings of his presence and his blessings as he cares for us. But a lot of times, in order for us to get to that mountaintop, it means that we also have to walk with him through the valley. It means that we will have to be willing to face things that may seem a little bit scary, may seem a lot of times a lot scary, not just a little bit. This is really crazy, you know, that kind of thing. And it forces us to trust him in his care for us, to trust that he knows where he's taking us and that he's going to make sure that we get to where he is leading us. For those of us who are believers, even David reminds us that even death itself is not our final destination. See, this is the interesting thing, is one of the amazing things is that it says, yea, though I walk through the valley. Through the valley. The valley is not the destination. It's just part of the journey. It's not the destination. He says he leads us through the valley. Even the valley of death is something that we walk through. Death is not our final destination. It is simply the momentary dark valley that Jesus walks through with us on our way to being with him forever and ever, where we enjoy our deepest and closest relationship with him, while at the same time enjoying the blessings that he has in store for us on that higher ground. Oh, isn't that good? Oh, I love that. Praise Jesus for his goodness. Man, what an amazing thought. The rod and the staff. It is true, though, that the valley is full of dangers. And on this journey, there are many ways in which we can wander into dangerous situations. The sheep can wander into dangerous situations, or the sheep can become victims of the attacks from predators. And to help him keep the shepherd, to help the shepherd keep the sheep safe, the shepherd has two incredibly important tools. All right, the first tool is the rod. The rod. What is the rod? What is he talking about? When we think of the rod, what are we thinking about here? Well, the rod was a very short, strong stick, like a club. A lot of times the sheep shepherd would take a sapling, a young tree, and he would take it out by the roots, and the base of the roots would become the club part of it, where you take off all the roots and it would be this big club, this big heavy part at the end of it. And then he would take the rest of the tree as the handle. And with that handle, that club, he would protect the sheep from wild animals. It was a tool of weaponry, per se. So if an animal tried to attack the sheep, that shepherd would use that rod to beat the attacking animal to prevent it from taking the sheep. It's interesting that David actually talks about this experience of the shepherd, him as a shepherd, protecting his sheep. And he talks about it when he's about ready to face Goliath. And he's talking to Saul and he's trying to convince Saul that I know that God is going to protect me because he has protected me oftentimes as I protect my sheep. Look at what he says in 1 Samuel 17. Here we see this little passage where David is talking to Saul. And David said unto Saul, thy servant, me, David, I have kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. Probably not tag teaming at this point. There's probably a lion that came one time and a bear that came one time. Otherwise, that would be a really amazing, interesting combination of attackery. But we'll skip that part. A lion and another time a bear. And I went out after him, both the lion and the bear, and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. This thought right here is just really interesting. There's an interesting thing too. One of the things that David doesn't mention is that when David fought Goliath, he didn't use a rod. He actually used a sling. And this is an interesting combination of David's tools. The rod is meant more for close contact, and the sling is made more for a further distance, right? And it's very possible that David didn't mention this sling, even though it was part of his arsenal of defending the sheep, right? So here's David. I can just see this. Can you imagine this? Here's a lion that comes and grabs a wandering sheep, and he thinks he's got it. And so as he's trying to get away from the flock, getting away from the shepherd, David grabs his sling and he slings the stone at the lion and knocks the lion down with the stone and he lets go of the sheep, and now the lion's really mad, so he comes after David, and he grabs the lion by the mane, and then with his club, with his rod, he finishes the blow to take care of his sheep, to defend himself and his sheep. So this is how David defends himself. The rod becomes a comfort to the sheep. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? Yeah, there are dangers on this valley, through this valley. There are difficulties and scary moments. There are animals who are hunting you, and these dangers are real. But the rod helps the sheep to see that your shepherd is on guard. His rod is always at his hand. He never lets go of his rod. It's always there. And this is true for us as followers of our good shepherd. Listen to what Jesus says in John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. It's a valley. There's all kinds of dangers around you, and you will face those dangers, and it'll be difficult. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. His rod is in his hand. And with his rod, it brings us great comfort, knowing that our shepherd has overcome the world. The second tool that gives the sheep comfort is the staff. Verse 4 says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. While the rod is used to protect the sheep as a weapon of protection, the staff is used to guide the sheep. This is an interesting thing. Have you ever thought about how unique the shepherd's staff is in caring for animals? It's very unique to just the sheep. In other words, you don't see a shepherd's staff for somebody who cares for cows or pigs or even horses. It's unique to the sheep because it specifically is designed to care for the needs of sheep. So as the sheep starts journeying and as the sheep starts wandering towards a dangerous area where that area could cause it harm, the shepherd uses the staff. If it's in an early place, he can use the base of the staff to kind of lead it, to put pressure on its side so that it walks back into the path. If it goes too far, he can use the crook of the staff to pull its neck and to bring it back into the fold. Or if it's in an area that is too far for him to personally reach out and get him, he can use the staff to grab the sheep and bring it back into the path with him. So for the shepherd, he uses the staff to guide the sheep back on the path that he wants the sheep to be on. And the shepherd says, don't walk in that direction. That's not where you need to be. Don't go there. For the sheep who wanders away, he grabs the shepherd and says, this is the way to walk with me. Don't go in that direction. Walk with me on this path. This is the path where I'm taking you to where you need to go. And so I want you to walk with me on this path. So as the sheep submits himself to the staff of the shepherd, he finds comfort by abiding in the shepherd's presence. Believer, my dear brother and sister, this is exactly what your good shepherd does for you through his Spirit. He's always present with you. Your Holy Spirit is always gently guiding you. He firmly guides you in the truth of his word. And he pulls you close to him. And he says to you, listen, this is the way. This is the way to walk with me. This is the path I'm on to take you where you need to go. So walk with me on this path. And you, as you submit yourself to the staff of the shepherd, you too will find comfort as you abide in his presence. It's an amazing thing to think about, isn't it? A couple of other things that are just a reminder for us. Some good thoughts about this passage. One is this. Sometimes, next week we're going to look at what it means to be on the top of the mountain. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We're going to look at what that means in the life of a sheep at the top of the mountain. But here's an interesting thing to think about. One, in order for us to get there, we are reminded that Jesus leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes, actually regularly, Jesus not only leads us to the mountaintop, but he also leads us into the valley. He leads us into the valley for the purpose of walking through the valley. He never leaves us there in the valley. He always leads us through it. But there are times that we do walk through the valley because this is the way the shepherd leads us. What a great reminder of that. There was a second thought that I totally forgot what it was. What was it, babe? Do you remember? I totally forgot. Oh, man, I hate it when that happens. I didn't write it down in my notes, but man, as I was thinking about it this morning, it was so good. And now I can't remember it. But, oh, man, I wish I could. Oh, Lord, help my memory to come back. You don't remember, do you?
The two things you mentioned were addressing the other sheep and then addressing the shepherd. And then the fact that we have to go through the mountains to get through the valleys.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you, baby. The Holy Spirit reminded me through the Spirit, or reminded me through the Spirit through Bethany. The other thing is this, the timing of the transition of the relationship. When did Jesus say, I will fear no evil for thou art with me? Remember this is the point at which David says, you are with me, where he makes that transition from he to you. He could have easily made that transition at the top of the mountain in the next verse, but he didn't. He makes this transition between from he to the intimate personal relationship of him and his shepherd as they are getting ready to walk into and through the valley. Intimacy with your shepherd oftentimes starts as you journey through the valley. David didn't wait till he got to the top to describe his close relationship with the shepherd. He describes that relationship as they are going through the valley. What a reminder for us. The timing of the closeness of the relationship that we have with our shepherd is very often in the middle of our deepest, darkest, scariest encounters with the very things that we fear the most. And it is when we run to our shepherd and we cling to his side. And in those moments, we feel the loving touch of the shepherd's staff on our shoulder, the loving care for his hand upon us. And it reminds us of how good and how close and how present by our side the shepherd is. You are with me. And because of that, even in the presence of fear and evil, I won't fear it. I don't have to because you are by my side. Whoa, what an amazing thought. If you are facing fear, trust in the protection and the presence of your shepherd. Let his rod of protection remind you that he is always with you. If you have been wandering away from your shepherd lately, let his staff guide you back into his presence. Let his crook bring you into the path of walking with Jesus. Let his presence, go to his presence, and let his presence bring you joy. Draw near to him and get back into the fold. Find joy in the presence of your shepherd. These last few weeks have been very helpful. And as we continue to look through this psalm, let this psalm encourage you and help you to find the delight, not just in the circumstance in which you find yourself in, but delight in the fact that your shepherd is present with you. And let that give you great joy. Draw closer to your shepherd. And in doing so, discover the joy, the intimacy of the presence of your shepherd. Let's pray. Jesus, we are reminded again of your goodness to us. We are reminded again of how much we need you to be with us. As we walk through valleys regularly in our life, and as you lead us into them, but also lead us through them, remind us of the fact that you are right by our side, that you have overcome every fear, every danger that we may encounter, and that you are with us, and that you will walk through the deepest, darkest valley as the shepherd who is by our side, never letting go of your presence with us. Help us to see that. Help us to have comfort in that, and help us to find delight and joy in your presence. Jesus, thank you. You are a good and kind shepherd to us. And for that, we thank you. Amen.